Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with us today. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. When you get there, don't forget all the other things you can do there at Small Business Heaven, which is also known as jbsba.com, or jimblasingame.com, or smallbusinessadvocate.com. Either one of those three will get you to the site where you can subscribe to my newsletter. You can listen to thousands of archives, read hundreds of articles, probably over 1,000 articles by now. Lots of stuff there that will help you out, and appreciate all the nice comments that you guys send us on how much the website means to you, and that means a lot to us when you do that. I want to introduce you to a new friend. Erlene Lagarella is the president and founder of S&C Advertising and Public Relations, and she's here right in front of me. Hi, Erlene.
Hi.
It's good to have you here.
Thank you.
Are you excited?
I'm truly excited.
Now, you've been recognized by the Women Impact Public in Public Policy, WIP. A lot of people know WIP.
Right.
They have nominated you as Businesswoman of the Year.
Yeah, and that is truly an honor, and it's exciting.
It's pretty cool to be nominated, isn't it?
Absolutely, and especially when you can make an impact in changing policy.
Right.
Especially when you're a woman business owner, because the laws are tilted to the other side.
I want to talk about that in a little bit. Don't let me forget that. But I want to tell them that you're from San Antonio, Texas, and you were the first woman to own an ad agency in San Antonio, Texas. How long ago did you start that?
That was 29 years ago. I was 24 years old.
Wow.
And I didn't fit any mold.
I know what you were feeling, but what were you thinking?
I basically didn't fit the mold of any of the jobs that were available for women. I know this sounds weird to most folks today if they're younger. And I said, okay, I'll go and start my own business. And not knowing any better, I chose advertising.
You didn't know you couldn't do it, did you?
No. And I didn't know anything about advertising. And so I just figured I'd do it. And going along with the connectivity of this particular session, I asked friends and I asked people to help me how to figure out how to write an ad, how to talk to people, how to write a media schedule, how to place it. And then I found out I had talent.
So it turns out it was the right thing for you to choose, huh?
Yes, and then I developed the PR part of it and started hiring people and actually figuring out how to get clients, and it developed.
You said, I can do that. How am I going to do that?
Exactly. Exactly. And I never turned anything down because I figured, well, I did the other thing and I didn't know how to do it either.
Right.
And
well, you know, there are a lot of women who have done that. And what was your motivation at 24? What were you thinking in those days? Was there a need? Did you need to work? Did you need to what was going on in your life 24 years ago?
Well,
29 years ago.
Well, my husband is a workaholic, and he owned a business that required probably about 20 hours of his time a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was recently married and didn't have any kids, and I was in a town that I had never lived in. I'm originally from Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
And have been married recently, and you know, after about 8 o'clock, your friends don't want to see you. And I figured, okay, I better find something to do so that I can see my husband at the weird hours that I can't
right.
see. And that's a strange way to start a business, but I needed the flexible hours
right.
so that I could see my husband at
there
the
are,
regular
there
times.
There are women all over the world doing that, aren't they? They're finding that owning a business fits a lot of their special needs in their family, taking care of the family, and a lot of different reasons why they're doing that. Okay, there are ladies out there right now who want to start a business. Maybe not advertising, but they want to start a business. What would you say to them?
I'd say if you can get a credit card or get your hands on something like $500 or $1,000, study up on the web what you might want to do, or audit a class in a university close
mm-hmm.
to you. Test drive, be an intern for free. at a job that you think you might be good for.
For some reason, I don't know why, a lot of the people I talk to, they don't want to pay their dues. You know, they want it right now. And have you noticed that? I mean, for example, you said, you know, be an intern, try some things out, you know, try to learn the business. And you know, sometimes people will say, I want to start a business, I want to go into this industry. I mean, I've actually had them to say, I want to be own a business in this industry, but I know nothing about the industry. What should I do? You know what I tell them? I say, get a job in that industry, learn the industry, and then start a. You know what? I've actually had some of them to say, no, I want to own my business now. What would you say to them?
Well, you have a lot of risk. You might not even like the business.
Exactly.
And there you've poured your heart and soul, because in business, a lot of times you lose everything you have, and then you pick yourself up again, and then you have to reinvest everything you ever made and start again. So you have to like what you do, and you have to have a passion for it. And if you don't have that passion, it's not going to work.
It won't. Without the love of what you do, you won't make it, will you?
No.
Because what I tell people is that it's okay to love being in business, but you really need to love what you do in business, because the business side, the operating side, will let you down. It will disappoint you. It'll drive you crazy. It'll frustrate you. It'll frighten you. And the only thing that brings you back to that, to me, is to love what you do. Shoestrings, shoestring potatoes, whatever it is that you do. What do you think?
Well, I think you have to have you have to be a little bit of a maverick. You have to be someone who doesn't want to be told what to do every day.
You can't have your feelings hurt easily, can you, if you're a business owner?
No, and if you do, don't show it.
Don't let them see you scared, huh? Stand by, Earlene. We're going to take a quick break, folks. It's 10 till. Having a great time in Boca Raton, Florida, with our good friends here at Office Depot.
Well, I was moving down the road in my VA4.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and standing tall here at Office Depot's Success Strategies for Business Women's Conference in Boca Raton, Florida, interviewing some outstanding ladies, some very successful ladies, including the one in front of me, Earlene Lagarella, who's the president and the founder of S&C Advertising and PR Firm out of San Antonio, Texas. Give us your website, please.
www.scpr.com.
SCPR.com. All right, what do we find when we get to your website?
Well, you'll find that our website is totally bilingual. If you push a button, you can see it all in English. If you push another button, you'll see it in Espanol.
Which kind of Espanol?
Actually,
you just told me that there's a Mexican Espanol and there's Castilian Espanol.
Yeah, well, we made this one a Castilian Espanol so that everybody can relate to it. But we've done websites for other people where it's Mexican Spanish,
right,
and made other websites where it's Southern American Spanish. So we're specialists in all Spanish dialects.
That's good. Well, actually, that's actually a niche for you, isn't it?
Yes, it has been. It's a very profitable niche because not everybody has the ability to know which Spanish to use and which cultural influences will work best.
How many employees do you have?
Right now we have 12.
Well, and you're a national company, though, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
Clients all over the country.
Yes, we do.
How about in Mexico and places like that? Puerto Rico. I know you're from Puerto Rico.
I'm from Puerto Rico originally. We have one person in Malaysia. We have one person in Albuquerque.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
That's
great. And then we ramp up. We have an office that actually fits 30 people with all the computers and everything set up. So when we get a big contract, we just ramp up and put the people in.
How has technology helped you grow your business?
It's been sensational. Through the Internet, our clients are able to see the work as we do it on live time. So right now we've got...
You don't have to overnight it to them and lose a day waiting on them to get back with you.
No, right as we're doing the work. We post it, we send them an email.
Send them a PDF, yeah.
Yeah, actually, they can actually see it behind our website, everything that we're building for them. So we're building several things right now.
And you let them plug in. It's almost like they participate, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find that helps you keep customers, that they actually feel like they're part of your organization?
Yeah, in fact, for the website that we just finished for the Department of Transportation's Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, we had 24 of their employees throughout the U.S. commenting on how the website was being built. and they were strewn throughout the nation. Mm-hmm. But they were just going to one site, and that was our website.
Mm-hmm.
And that made it incredible for them because we, at the speed we were able to
right.
get all the comments.
That's great. Congratulations. Where would you be today if it weren't for the technology that you have?
Yikes.
You don't want to think about it, do you?
Well, I would be a much smaller company. I'm not sure I could be national in the scope that we are. Mm-hmm.
Really, you're international with the web capability.
Yes, really.
Yeah. You're an exporter. It makes you an exporter.
Yes. Yeah. In fact, I meet my local politicians and I tell them, hey, I'm a net importer to San Antonio.
Good for you. What would you like to say to ladies out there who are where you were a few years ago?
Have courage. Have determination. Be persistent. It takes just a few dollars, but it takes persistence. Go after it. All you can do is fail. Pick yourself back up again. Do some studying on what you want to do. Find some friends who can mentor you or at least can give you advice. Read up on the subject that you think you're going to go for. The Internet is an incredible source to give you hints on how to do it. The SBA can be helpful. They have SCORE now. Those are the people that help you give you hints on whether you'll make it or not.
Right.
And they're online right now.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, through your program, you have a bunch of that information.
Mm-hmm.
I would say go to the Chambers of Commerce. There's so much free information
Chamber of
out
Commerce
there.
Is very important.
Yes.
That's an important thing to recommend to everyone, to join the local chamber.
Right. And there's so much free advice out there. And I would say soak it up, see if it's for you, and maybe even try. In our company, we've had people who've graduated with degrees come and work for us for free for a few months to see if this is really what they want to do.
Yeah, as interns.
As interns.
Mm-hmm.
And then they find out whether it's really what they like or what they really don't like.
Erling Lagarella. President and founder of S&C Advertising and PR out of San Antonio. Now give us the website again.
www.scpr.com.
All right. Erling, congratulations on being nominated as Businesswoman of the Year.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. And we'll see you another time.
Okay. Thank you, Jim.
Erling Lagarella, ladies and gentlemen. I've got to go. I've got to wrap it up, but I'm going to be back. I've got one more hour to go. I've got some more ladies to introduce you to, several more that you're going to meet in the next hour. So don't go away. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And as you know, this program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.